Welcome back, everyone, to an exclusive podcast with the drummer of Him, Gas Lipstick. How's it going, Gas?
Hey, what's up? I'm actually on a holiday, like a short holiday, like 2 weeks holiday, and actually woke up a couple of hours ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling it now, and, well, that's about it. The weather is nice, and I went out yesterday, so.
Are you enjoying your vacation, then?
Well. I don't feel that well.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
Awesome.
After a couple, after a cup of coffee, I'll be fine.
Cool. So tell me the story behind your name.
Actually, that's an old story. I used to play in a band called Gyria.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was just before I joined Him. I think that was from 91 to 98. And I think that was when I went out with the band for like a party, and then sort of like we decided to form like a glam rock band type
uh-huh.
of like just for fun, like Guns N' Roses type of band, and then we started to come up with names, you know, like artist name, what those would be, you know. And someone just like came up with that idea, I don't know.
So it was kind of a nickname for you?
Yeah, but it was just a joke, actually, to start with. But then just that some of that name just stuck with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still my artist name, but it was a joke. Actually,
okay.
From the beginning. Anyway,
So tell me about your equipment that you use for your drum kit. Like, what does it consist of, and have you added anything extra recently?
No, I've been using the same kit for I think 3 years now. It's a kit made by Tama.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play, I was with Mapex for 1 year. That was 2000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I was played Tama. So, yeah, that's the Tama kit. The model is called Star Classic Maple. And I've got three bass drums in Europe, usually. But in America, I don't know why, we never managed to get me three still. But, I'm about to go and talk with the guys from Tama and see if they can arrange me an own kit for America.
Oh, cool.
Because I already have one. I have one in one in Finland, and one is stuck in Germany. And I used the German kit for European shows in general, and the Finnish one for the Scandinavian ones. So I want to have a third one as well. Because now it looks like we're gonna spend a lot of time in America. So
yay, we get to see you more.
Mm-hmm.
So while you were recording Dark Light, did you use any electronic drum sets?
No, nothing. Yeah, that's not.
It was just all your drum set.
That's not our cup of tea, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Just basic drums, like it should be rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'm not into that electronic stuff at all. I don't listen to that kind of music actually at all. Maybe, apart from maybe Rammstein, maybe. We have a couple of good songs. That's about it.
So you're excited about the US tour out here?
Yeah, sure.
What do you bring on tour with you?
You mean like accessories for touring, like in general?
Yeah.
Most important thing would probably be my iPod.
Your iPod? I didn't know you had one.
Yeah, that's loaded with really, really good music. That's probably the first thing I bring, aside from the passport.
Nice.
but then my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to play computer games. Yeah, I'm totally into that.
What's your favorite computer game?
At the moment, I'm playing the San Andreas. You know that one?
No, I don't.
It's not. Nice. That's just the one I'm actually playing at the moment. It's gone. Well, not now while to speak, but I was before your call.
And then what are some of the songs on your iPod? What is some of your playlist?
There's so many.
Yeah.
Usually I listen to Slayer.
Slayer?
That's my number one band. Like, I'm the metalhead of the band. I'm into like metal, mostly like thrash metal or death metal, and then I'm into like hardcore punk. But I got the soft spot still for Garth Brooks, actually.
Oh my gosh, that's kinda your weird. Secret.
I've got like 4 CDs.
Gas likes Garth Brooks.
Come on, he's great.
I would have never seen you as a country fan, yeah.
Yeah, because I've always wanted to see a show, you know. That would be great. That would still be my like dream come true.
We'll have to set that up for you.
Yeah, because I love Garth Brooks. He's so good.
So when you go out to play shows, you know, out here, what are some of your favorite songs to play? Is there a song in particular that you like from this new album?
The forthcoming album?
Yeah, like what are you excited to play while you're out here?
I guess my favorite would be, I mean, there's so many good songs on the new one. I really love them all, but I think playing live, probably Under the Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Road. That's probably my favorite live song.
And what's the reason behind that? The fast one. Gives you a chance to really beat the drums.
Yeah, and it's got a really, really, really good chorus on it. You know, you can sing along with it. So mm-hmm. I think probably the fans will like it too.
How do you warm up for your shows? Do you stretch or anything?
I have a pattern, actually, which is... I usually drink water before that.
Mm-hmm.
1 liter. I don't know how much that is in, I don't know.
We have liters.
Anyway, well, you have liters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink usually at least 1 liter before, like, at least 1 hour before the show. That is to prevent, you know, cramps in my hands. That usually always works. And another thing is that I stretch. For let's say 15-20 minutes, so it's good to warm up a little bit before the show. That's it. And then I probably drink 1 beer before that, and then I'm ready to go.
Cool.
Nothing
so
special.
From the shows I've seen you play, I've noticed that you have the bill of your hat flipped up. Is there a reason behind that?
It's just a cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I always wore a cap. You should always wear a cap.
Yeah, but the bill's always flipped up. Is there a reason behind it? Like, you know, the front of it?
No.
Is it just your style?
It's just style.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I'm always wearing a cap since, I don't know, day one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
So for those kids out there who want to start drumming, what's some advice you would give to them on how to stand out and put a band together like you did?
My advice would be that you should listen to a lot of different kind of music, a lot of different kind of drummers, and listen and try to figure out what they're doing. Because that's what I used to be when I was younger. I was listening to all kinds of music, and just listening to the drummers and try to pick all the good stuff out of it. And sort of combine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good thing to do. You understand music a lot better if you just listen. I don't know. That's how I did it, at least. Just listen to a lot of different kind of drummers, and then of course practice, and practice.
Yeah, of course.
I used to have. Good teachers in the past as well, so that's important as well too.
Mm-hmm. So when you were growing up, did you always know that you wanted to be a drummer? That's why you started taking lessons and everything?
Pretty much, yeah. The thing was like when she was pregnant, I went to see the doctor for like, they wanted to check her out, just like a random thing. And the doctor said that, because I was kicking a lot in her stomach, he said that this guy is either going to be a drummer or a soccer player. That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. Yeah, that's what my mom
said. So you were destined for it. The doctor
yeah.
knew.
Yeah, so I became a drummer. So I guess.
So back to, like, the music you listen to, like, that's on your iPod and everything. I heard that you also are a big hip-hop fan.
Yeah, well, well, I listen to some, like, some old school stuff. Like, I really like Ice-T. He's mm-hmm. my favorite, probably an Ice Cube. But the new stuff, I'm not really, really into that. Too,
like 50 Cent or any of those guys?
Yeah, it's too R&B, it's too...
Yeah.
I like the old school hardcore rap, that's pretty... That's nice.
Does any of that music play an influence?
No. No. There's some, but not... Well, probably my main influence, I don't know, so many. I used to listen to Ian Paice a lot, you know, the old guys. Ian Paice of Deep Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen Bonham of that Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And,
Who's your favorite drummer?
Dave Lombardo there, of course.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought.
And it's good to know that he's back in the band again and they're recording a new album. And I'm really, really, I really hope to hear it. I mean, I'm really a fan, I have to say. I've been listening to Slayer since 83.
Oh, wow.
So it's good. How much is that? 23 years?
22, 23 years, yeah.
Yeah. That's a long time, I think.
Yeah. So when you started recording Dark Light, did you have a specific tone that you were trying to create?
With my drumming?
Yeah.
On this album, I think I tried to play a little bit more than on the previous ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a little bit more like hooks and stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit, but not too much. Not to overdo it. But to how do you say it? Like color it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And because I usually always when I go to the studio, I try to record like especially drum fills that are good for like air drumming.
Oh.
You see mm-hmm. people when they go to a bar, you know, when people are air guitaring or air drumming. I always try to come up with fills that are good for air drumming. If I see a kid listen to our song in a pub somewhere, and they like to play air drums.
So now that the record's done, do you think that you accomplished that?
Yeah, I think I'm really happy with the result. I'm really happy how it came out. The whole album is. I'm really pleased. It's really good. So, we had such a relaxed time when we recorded. It was probably one of my easiest sessions ever. Because I've done probably like, I don't know, I've done a lot. Probably like around 25 albums.
Wow.
With like different bands. So I think this was probably one of my favorite sessions. Like the most relaxed one.
Do you have any side projects going on?
Yeah, tons of stuff. There's a band called To Separate the Flesh from the Bones.
Whoa.
Just like old school grindcore, like Napalm Death and Old Carcass. And we just released an album, like, was that a half year ago or something?
Uh-huh.
A CD, and we're in the process of writing a new one. I wrote, I think, 13 songs so far.
Wow.
So, well, we're going to probably have to record, I'd say, around 27 songs because they're pretty short. They're like 1 minute or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done half of them now, so. And we were planning to record the album this summer, but I don't think it will happen because the songs aren't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then there's another band called Bent Over.
These are all bands that you're in right now?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be super busy.
Yeah, it's a band called Bent Over. We got one track on Bam Margera's, this new compilation CD put out. So if anyone is interested, just go and get the CD and check it out. So, and we're just actually recording an album.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we're almost done. We still have the vocals left. Because I did my drum parts like half a year ago or something before we went to tour, well, to the studio. So I've been busy. Then I got this one hardcore punk band called Added Dilla, which doesn't mean anything.
Oh my gosh.
We sing in Finnish.
So you play drums in all of these bands, right?
Yeah, and we've released one CD full length and one 7-inch EP.
Mm-hmm.
And planning to record the next album whenever we got the time, or whatever I got the time. So
is that one also available out here in the U.S.? Like, we can get that?
Yeah, there's actually, we got a license. Actually, I need to get the CD, because they made vinyls in America as well, and a CD version of that. It's funny, because we're singing Finnish, but still, I mean, people seem to like it, like a bard. Like in Brazil or Japan, or the album is going really well. Yeah, that's my main project, basically. And then I'm writing songs all the time, because I'm a songwriter as well, since day one, so I'm writing just songs. Like, I play guitar as well, so I write songs as well, and song melodies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like some stuff I'd really like to do, but whenever I get time, there's like progressive metal, like Dream Theater type of stuff.
So back to the band Him that you're in.
Oh yeah.
So tell me about the song Ripping Out the Wings of a Butterfly. Is it one of your favorite songs on the album?
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite live songs as well. That's probably my favorite song on the album, actually. Mm-hmm. I have to say.
Really? Why is it your favorite?
Yeah, it's hard to tell because there's so many good ones I like. I don't think that there's a, I don't know. I pretty much like them all, so it's hard to tell. It's like if you have three children, and it's hard. Well, you can't tell which one is the better one, you know. Mm-hmm. If you've got three kids. You can't. The songs for us are like kids that we made, so you can't tell which one of your kids are the best one. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you, Gas, for doing this.
All right. All right. Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Hi, this is Gas, the drummer from Him. Next up is Rip the Wings of a Butterfly. Check it out.
Heaven ablaze in our eyes. We're standing still in time. The blood on our hands is the wine. We offer a sacrifice. Come on and show them your love. Rip out the wings of a butterfly for your soul.
And you've just heard the very first podcast with the drummer of Him, Gas Lipstick. And for all you hardcore fans, be sure to keep your eyes peeled for the Hardogram.com internet special edition of Dark Light, which includes a limited edition tin with items inside such as the album Dark Light with two additional tracks, 32-page booklet, and Hardogram flashlight. What's a Hardogram flashlight, you say? Well, I guess you're just going to have to get the tin to figure it out. The secret's inside. Don't miss out. Keep checking Hardogram.com for more details.